So, I think we did so far in Adama Mazik is we read this through the Shakavatarya's of the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis and Dalet Amud Aleph. We're already aware that, in a subtle way, it's clear that the Gemara presents, let's say, Adama Mazik, or different, seemingly, or might be presenting it differently, than it does the other Ovos Nezik. Obviously, it's highlighted by the question whether Mavet and Mishnah includes Adam or not. It might also be highlighted even if it is in the Mishnah, by the use of the term Mavet that we discussed a little bit as well, namely, why use such a exotic and ambiguous term if all you're trying to say, frankly, is Adam. So we talked about what the Rabbeinu Yonah means, or what it might mean. Again, whether it's a language of Sholelu Bozeis or it's a language of Tshuva, that's some of the other Rishonim. I should also mention, I don't know if it was mentioned in Mukhe Yosef. Did you mention the Mukhe Yosef, Nathan? Yeah? That it's to contrast Ben Korin as opposed to Eved V'Yama? Okay, so that's also, again, in light of our Eved V'Yama discussion, that's an interesting point to make. The idea that somehow crucial to Adama Mazik and his status is the idea that he, is sovereign, basically, over his own destiny, that he doesn't have any axe to grind, somehow that is relevant, to this issue. So either way, just the term Mava itself, the role of, or the lack of role of Psukim in the Gemara, as opposed to some of the Rishonim, and then the debate in the Rishonim what the Pasuk is, that certainly, could be chalked up as could the language of Mava and some of the other things just to coincidence. But it also could be, again, a reflection of the fact that Adama Mazik just operates on a different level. The need for a pasuk, the idea that this is about, some sort of Chiddush HaTorah or Isur or Tashlumin, Shel Isur, it's just simply not the case. So there's subtle things, and then of course the question of Avos and Toldos, which we discussed a little bit about the Havamina of Aaron Yashan, which I think again the Gemara seems to flip on Yashan, whether or not it is more dark and lahazik, that's in Dalet Amud Aleph, or could have just been a Tolda. And then the question of Kocho, which is both a Kocho question and an Adama Mazik question certainly as well. Again, something which we'll get back to and is relevant to Isho Mishum Chitzav as well. But again, these are all small and subtle things, but again, the debate even within Rashi and certainly Rashi against the Rif and the Rambam, whether we consider Kocho to be a Tolda, all these are smaller things, but they seem to add up to a pattern in which is reinforced by logic, and that is that while in this case Mamon, is a step removed, and there are other factors. So it's mitigated somewhat in terms of being the exclusive factor. It's more Sheval Tasa, it's a step removed, and so on. That Adama Mazik seems like a lock. It seems like something that is more more direct, more obvious. There's more reason for an Isur, but there's also more reason, even without an Isur, just to talk about fairness, and quid pro quo. So that's really what we have seen. And then in Dalet Amud Aleph, we also experience two other elements, or three other elements, and that is the question of the relationship to Kofar and Dalet Devarim, when the Gemara is trying to analyze the relationship between the different Avos. So the factor of Kofar is fascinating, but seemingly very problematic, and that led us to two things. Number one, the discussion of Tosis and the Riva, and Tosis and Ksuvis and Psachim, and Tosis and Peter Peretz, and the Maram of Maram and the Marsha, namely, what is going on with Kofar and Kavlei Bedrabimine, and is that a Kavlei Bedrabimine question or a Kofar question? I think that there are two perspectives on that. So that's an important issue in its own right. And the fine line in Kamle Bedrabamine and the type of type of Tashlumin the Kofar is. But the idea in the end of the day that lack of Kofar, or that Kofar is a factor in this Kemamon, is really, really peculiar, I think, no matter how you express it. And I was trying to suggest that maybe what's really happening here is that you know, the status of kofar is something that is pushing, you know, I guess, the role of Arma Mazik in a different direction, namely more towards, you know, Chabala and the notion that, you know, sometimes actions are so direct that instead of being quid pro quo, they are, you know, totally, you know, kind of a Kabbalah, have a Kabbalah kind of a context, and therefore, you know, again, you know, trying to, you know, pin, you know, a price, let's say, on that kind of activity or behavior, you know, becomes more problematic along the lines of what we saw with Kabbalah. So that's one aspect. And then the other aspect, again, feeds that a little bit, and that is the connection to Kabbalah itself and Dalet Devarim. Because, again, we're talking about Mazik, we're not talking about Chovel. I was suggesting that this is one of the things that encouraged the Rambam, and we'll see again that this comes up again on Dalet Omid Beis. This is one of the things that encouraged the Rambam, you know, in the end, to take a stand on the Mava question in Pirshim Shnayas, which he didn't need to do, because there's no nafkamina lahalacha. Either way, Adam HaMazik is certainly Asur. I'm sorry, Adam HaMazik is certainly Chayiv. And even more so to make the, you know, radical decision, you know, to put Dinei Adam HaMazik in Hichos Chovel, and in light of everything that we said, also to make that into a force, getting back to our discussion in the early part of the year, but again, relevant to these Shakla Batarias too, and that is that you have to look at Mazik, Adam HaMazik in light of Adam HaChovel, you know, in two opposite ways, as we said, in terms of, you know, applying some of the characteristics of Chovel to Mazik, and also in terms of establishing that, you know, Mazik, Mamon, Chavero is something less than Chovel, both at the same time. We have both of those elements in the Rambam. And again, I think that that is captured by the fine balancing act, if you will, of the sugyas themselves. So just, I'm going to take a couple of minutes just to talk, just to read through the Gemara and Abdallah Omid Beis. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Osho, some of the other elements we'll go through more fully when we come back, when we finish up some of these things. But let's just spend a couple of minutes, if you don't mind. Zecharia, you want to do the... that's the parts that are relevant to us. That's the shock of it. We'll just go through it quickly. Because again, you have the formulations in the Gemara itself that are very suggestive, right, in terms of the status of Adam and the relationship both to Kabbalah and the other Nizkei Mamons, etc. Okay, so if you don't mind, just let's do that. Let's do that quickly. Yeah, to start from there, just run through it quickly, but... Yeah, so even before you go further, and this is, you know, we'll examine this more, right, both of these additions are you know, I wouldn't say they're problematic, but they're definitely intriguing, right? Sorry, how? Only Shomer Chinam?
Do you agree with the categories of Tashlum, not necessarily
mean the Shomrim in general or Shomer Chinam?
Oh, no, Shomer in general.
Yeah, and if you had to choose, actually, Shomer Chinam probably was the least problematic of the four. No?
Right, because we do have the concept of Poshea Kamazik.
Yeah, especially according to the Rambam, who says that Poshea is Kamazik. So putting Shomer Chinam on a list of Mazikim is still not so pashut. That's one of the things that we noted, and we talked about the Nesivas and the Ravid's objections to the Rambam and the Chaskiris Perik Beis Halacha Gimel. So putting Shomer Chinam on this list is certainly not a davar pashut at all. However, putting Shomer Sachar and Socher and Shoel on the list is even more problematic, because right? On the surface, right, there doesn't seem to be any mazik in that, is there? I mean, that's a question. Right. And the truth is, in the hierarchy, right, Shoel in particular, because Shoel is chayiv even ba'onsin, he's chayiv because kol anas shelo, but bepashtus, if he's chayiv for onas gamor, and this is relevant, this will be relevant in a minute to our discussion about a mazik, anything that's chayiv for a pure onus that is unavoidable, an earthquake, you know, again, something has nothing to do with you, Malach HaMavis Mali Hacha Mali Hasam, you know, that kind of a thing. So, you know, there's no blame and there's no mazik for that, one would think. Right? So any, the most problematic is seemingly, you know, Shoah. Shomer Sachar is an interesting question because he, you know, he is chayav for Gneva Vaveda. Right, there are different ways to look at Shomer. Again, we're not learning, the end of Matzia right now, but, you know, we'll discuss it more fully when we get back to this Gemara in a little more detail. But there are different perspectives in understanding the Shomrim, right? You know, one way to look at the Shomrim, you know, until you get to Shoal, and maybe even Shoal in some cases, you know, is in light of Shomer Chinam. You know, if you take the two poles, let's say, you know, what Shomer Chinam represents is some sort of a Choser Shmira, and some sort of Choser Shmira, which may, according to the Rambam, even turn into a Mazik. So very hard to say that about Shoel, as we indicated. It's easier to say it about Shomer Sachar, right? What you could say, in theory, again, it's hard to say that it's Poshea, and the Rambam never applies it in a Poshea Kamazik to a Shomer Sachar, but the idea, at least, that the Choser Shmira, which is something that is in common with Nizke Mamon, right, especially according to many, many prominent perspectives, that's something you could say about Gneva Vaveda, assuming that you have a very high threshold, right, for the responsibility that he's supposed to take. He's supposed to do a super Shmira job, right, and therefore that's an interesting objective question, right? If you're supposed to do a basic Shmira job, like a Shomer Chinam, and you don't, so to say that that's at least Poshea, and it's a hop, skip, and a jump, you know, from saying that something is Poshea to maybe thinking that Poshea is Kamazik, right? But to say, oh, you are obligated to do an elite, you know, Shmira, premium, you know, Shmira job, a Shmira plus job, right? Right? And you know, to say that once you're Makabel Ben Achrayas, does that become Mazik? Does that become Poshea? Very dubious. But to say that it's Choser Shmira, right, is not that hard. So again, are you going to say every Choser Shmira is for itself in its own little bubble of Poshea and a Mazik? Hard to say that. Ram definitely didn't say that. But it is sayable. At minimum, what's even more sayable, as I say, is what I just said, and that is that there could be a Mechayev of Choser Shmira. Another perspective on Shomer Sachar is that it has nothing even to do with Choser Shmira. Right? But that it has to do with what? What would you say? And then, of course, it's much more problematic. And then what we mean by the Zikin, right, changes completely.
Where the Gemara ends up is that after we kind of broaden the list so widely, it's just kind of the only point we're trying to add is to say that they came
Eitan. That it could be. That could very well be. So what's another perspective on Shomer Sachar, let's say? If it's not Choser Shmira. I'm just raising the question. If it's Choser Shmira, you committed to a higher level of Shmira, and you disappointed. Right? So I'm raising the question, could that then, in light of that context, if the context of Shomer Chinam, according to the Rambam, can turn something into Mazik, can the context of Shomer Sachar turn Gneva Vaveda into Mazik? I think for the Rambam the answer is no. I'm asking in theory. The answer is maybe. But it's more of a Chiddush, correct? Could it turn it into Poshea, but not Mazik? Maybe, right? I'm sometimes with the hierarchy here. Does it turn it into Choser Shmira, given that you do a Makal? Yeah, that's not so hard to say. But maybe that even that's not true. Maybe what is Shomer Sachar? Yoni? Say again? Well, it's hard to say that about a Shomer Sachar. It's easier to say that about a Socher, right, who might have the din of a Shomer Sachar, because he has, he has chuyos in the chayfetz, right? But and it's easy to say that about a Shoel, right? Because that one of the reasons the Shoel is chayef for own sin is because kol anosh. Again, we'll elaborate this more, but I might as well just do it now because it helps us. So the Shoel kol anosh shalom. The question is, what does that mean? We'll get to the Shoel in just a second. So to say about a Shoel kol anosh shalom means he's a bailim. Therefore, he's paying for his own. Meaning, the earthquake hit him. Didn't it just hit me? Meaning, the mafkid. It also hit my junior partner, the Shoel. And this is what he's a junior partner for. Okay, that's his department, let's say. Right? Or you could say that maybe about a socher. That's what's tricky. It's hard to say that about a shomer sachar because he has no tashmishim. So what sense is he an odor? But what could you say? What?
He's like the bay, as opposed to a chodesh shmir, he's like the bay account. Meaning he's responsible to pay for things that have his item.
Why is he responsible?
Because he's a shomer sachar.
Meaning, why don't you say it's Kabbalah Sachrayas? I mean, that's his meaning. It's what, you know, he's an insurance company. Okay, if your, you know, house suffers damages and you go to the insurance company, right? You call the insurance company and say, listen, guys, you know, you fell down on the job, right? You call up Allstate or what else do we have?
State Farm.
Thank you. Right. You call, or Geico, you call them up, Chubb, and you call them up and you say, thanks to you people, I had a fire in my home, right? Or you say, listen, I took out the policy, and therefore you have to cover this, right? Right? That's called achrayas. That's an insurance company. There's no choser shmira. There's no bailos. The insurance company is not the bailim who suffered the loss, right? They made a deal with you, a quid pro quo, a different kind of quid pro quo, right? That's I pay the premium, right? And they pay the damages. So that's what shomer sachar is. I hire him, right? Because I want to make sure that my object is covered, right? I pay him extra. I don't think that he fell down on the job, but we have an agreement between us. It's certainly very easy to say that about Shoel. Right? There are two ways to understand Shoel. One is Kolano Shelo, he's a bailin, a mixas bailin. Right? And the other is Kolano Shelo, and therefore his insurance, you know, premium obligations are higher. Right? So you have the gold plan, you know, when it comes to Shoel. You know, it covers even, you know, floods and earthquakes. What are they, act of God? Is that what they call it in the insurance business? Avrami's shaking his head. He seems to know a lot about insurance.
He knows about acts of God.
But, and that's about acts of God. Very good. Yeah. No, for sure. Avrami's a Kohen. So basically, you have two poles. On the surface, you would think about the Shomrim. And again, we'll talk more about it just when we get to it. Tosis has, you know, it's... You know, you have Shomer Chinam. It's easy to put Shomer Chinam in the Mazik, you know, Poshea, at least Choser Shmira, you know, if we're talking about hierarchy. By the way, is it impossible to say about a Shomer Chinam that he, he insures against Pshia by just virtue of the fact that you rely on him? Not impossible. Right? That everything should be looked at through Shoel, that it's all insurance? Maybe. Or everything should be looked at as, you know, through Shomer Chinam, you know, that it's all at minimum Choser Shmira. Hard to say that about Shoah. Right? Very hard to say that about Shoah. There are some indications of it, you know, in the Makoros here, some of the Perushim al Torah, but very difficult. The Pashtos, you have two models within the world of Shomrim, and you have three options within the world of Shomrim. You have either some level of Choser Shmira, which is either Mazik, Poshea, or simply Choser Shmira. That's one extreme, right? A, B, and C, but the Nafkabinas. Then you have the Shoel paradigm of Onsim, of Chiyu Vachrayas Onsim, with no nothing else. And then in between, right, you have the idea of achrayus. You know, in between you have the idea of, different levels. Those are the two. I'm sorry, let's say it this way. Shomer Chinam is the best candidate for Mazik. Shoel is the best candidate for Bailus. Right? And you could probably stretch achrayus, the third option, makes a lot of sense for Shoel. Maybe even makes sense for Shomer Chinam, but it's more of a maybe. Certainly makes sense for Shomer Sachar. Of course, in Shomer Sachar and Socher, right, there's a debate whether Socher is like Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. We paskin that's like Shomer Sachar, but basically, Socher could be perceived as kind of a moderate Shoel has the same din, but for different reasons. Could be that Socher is a din of the Bailus, or Mixas Bailus, and the Shomer Sachar is either Choser Shmira, or some sort of insurance. Within the world of Shomer Sachar, again, I'm sorry to make this complicated, but I just think this is all true. Within the world of Shomer Sachar, it's also possible, this will be relevant in a minute, maybe to distinguish between Geneva, right, and Aveda. Right? Because, as we know, Aveda's Karov Lepshia, that's what the Gemara says, Bamatsia, and Geneva is Karov Leones. But those Karovs, you know, get things a little bit tricky. So if you wanted to take them Bipshuto, you might say that, you know, Aveda is kind of an advanced Shomer Chinam, Choser Shmira of some sort, or, you know, maybe even Pshia, maybe even a Mazik, you know, and Geneva is like, you know, a moderate Shoel, you know, it's all about, you know, insurance. Socher has the option also of being a moderate Shoel in the sense of violence. Okay. So, and they're all nafkamina. This is all very manifest. It's like a major debate among the Rishonim, Bali Tosis, 2 days in Tosis, in a bunch of places and others. Like a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv Geneva Vaveda, right? Is it Chayiv for a Geneva which couldn't have been prevented? Or only one which, you know, with extraordinary measures could? And or how extraordinary the measures? Now, do you have the best, you know, security system in the universe, right? Never mind in the world. And you know, this diabolical, you know, Houdini-esque, you know, Ganav, master thief, right? You know, you build the best security system ever, and it'll always be Baruch Hashem, you know, for human ingenuity. There'll always be somebody, you know, who can pull off this remarkable, you know, heist, right? It's what keeps us all on our toes. So, what happens in that case? Your chai for gedei baveda? That's called ones. So that's a double, that's a huge machlokas harishonim, and it is like a major, major debate. Now again, part of the debate is like, you know, what crosses into ones? You know, but the bigger question obviously is, like technically this object was stolen, but it was stolen in a way where you can't say that there's choser shmira, even to given your premium, because you did the best, according to what's out there, right? According to known precautions, right, you couldn't have prevented it. Or what's the status of this part of the story of, you know, of Gezela, right? Listed in Mizuyanim, right? Somebody, you know, robs you. What are you going to do? Is that Geneva or Aveda for purposes of Shomer Sachar? So from an achrayus level, right, there's a technical question. Like if you know, made a deal with the insurance company, and you're covered for Geneva, so unless it's, you know, really not called Geneva anymore, it's just called Ones, or being called Ones makes it not called Geneva, you know, then they have to pay up, because that's what it is. Because again, it's not they didn't fall down on the job, you know, Chubb and Allstate, you know, they're sitting home, you know, enjoying their lives, you know, and cashing your premiums, you know, but that's fine. I mean, it's all done, you know, willingly, right? Everybody's taking the actuarial risk in their own way. So, in the end of the day, nobody thinks, you know, that they're responsible. So, this is a very, very critical question about the Shomer. Okay, that's just a brief primer about the Shomer. Then you have to really do the work, right? You have to look up the cases and see, you know, I just gave you one example. There are many. Okay. So, what does that have to do with us? So, the Gemara here in Rav Oshia is suggesting that the Avos Nezikin Shomer Chinam HaShoel Nosos Sachar. Notice, by the way, notice this is not the only Gemara. There are a few Gemaras like it, where the Gemara presents the Shomrim in a very strange way, right? Shomer Chinam, and then the other extreme, HaShoel Nosos Sachar VeHasocher. Right? So Tosis makes comment on this. First of all, Tosis, Vidineim Yud Beis, the Socher Keshomer Sachar Haveh, O Keshomer Chinam Haveh. Right? It's Dalid Shehim Gimel, That's what the Gemara says. Shomer chinam ashol, Tosa says, shomer chinam potter min hakol, chutz min hapshiyah, shol chayiv bakol, chutz meisam achas malacha. No se secher chayiv b'miktsas b'gnei v'avedo, potter ba'onsin. Kach nokat b'seh seder, v'loka seder shenichta b'parsha. Again, whenever you have that, you know, so this is an interesting question. But again, this is just like a mnemonic device to remember. No, maybe what Tosis is really saying is exactly what we've just been talking about. Namely, it looks like Arba Shomrim, or maybe three categories within, but or maybe three that really are four Mechaibim, because maybe Sochar is different than Shomer Sochar. But really, the presentation reflects the fact that, you know, whatever the common denominator, of course, is the Parsha of Shomrim and Kabbalah Zacharias, and there are certain dinim that apply to all the Shame Shomer. We'll get to that also soon, in terms of many things, and Yodem Eschayavti, and Yodem Praticha, the Ptur of Balavimo, you know, Kesef Okelim, to be Mamayit Karka and Mitkarka, and Shtoros, you know, and so on, meaning there is a Parsha of Shomrim, clearly. But, and there's a broader Tzara Shavit, just like there are in Dalet Avos and Zikin. The exact same parallel question, right? We've been working hard trying to figure out, you know, are there four, are there one? Is it, you know, Shem V'Regel, are they the same? You know, so they have to do exactly the same thing. I think we mentioned that when we started. I mentioned the Shomrim is an example of something else. When we were talking about hybrids, I mentioned that the Shomrim, you also have this question whether there are four or there are infinite. Nuts are four, and everything has to end up in that category, albeit with some flexibility based on, you know, Tanai Davar Sheva Mamon. That's the Mishnah in the end of Asocher, right? Masa Shomrachinam Lioska Shoel, Masa Shoel Lioska Shomrachinam, you know, Bekonu Miyado, right? The Mishnah in the end of Asocher, or the Tzadi Dalid. Or no, like, you know, that means that there are, you know, the Torah has four, and based on the four, you can figure out the relationship between, you know how much you invest and what you benefit from it, you know, if it's all about prias, or what the relationship is, you know, between level of reliance upon you and what constitutes nezek and pshia. So from there, these four, you know, produce, you know, infinite shomrim with adjustments. Or no, there are really four with adjustments. Everything has to go in to these four. And Mesamachmas Malacha, and Ptura, and Chi of Ones, and so on and so forth. All these are going to be, you know, a consequence of this. But the main point then is, number one, are there four, are there infinite? Are there even four? Or is it all Tzad HaShava, and it's all one? Right? And if there are four, at least, right, are there different mechayvim? So that presentation of Shomer Chinam Shoel is almost like the Gemara is saying, listen, let's go mikatze la katze. You have the mazik type shomer, you have the either insurance company or bailim type shomer. And then in between, you have what looks like one category, socher and shomer sachar, but they're really not one. Maybe they're two, you know. A moderate of that and a moderate of that, or maybe they're the ones that are both achrayas, or maybe that's where, you know, some. Again, you have to do the work for it. That's a bav metzia job, not a bav kama job. But this list, so at stake here also is like, what is Rabbi Oshia really doing to the Avos Nezikin? And is he just diluting them? If you think that Shoel is an insurance company or Shoel is a bailim, you know. And, you know, and maybe even some of the others. So these are not mazikim anymore, right? Because part of it is, in a way, is chayvus midas, or the Torah's definition of, you know, what's fair. But that mazik, maybe shomer chinam, maybe shomer zachar. Okay, so that's one. Then comes the other one, tzcharia, namely.
Nezik tzar rikwa shavus kosher.
Yeah. And what do we think about that?
So these are
the five of Kabbalah. So again, we spent so much time on this, right? This is very relevant to us. Again, namely, does Kabbalah have anything to do with Mazik? No, it has something to do with it, we understand. But even the net, again, you know, getting back to what we've seen in the Rambam, in Reb Chaim, others, right? So at least Nezek, you know, is pretty close. You know, what about Boshes? You know, what about Tsar? Okay, Ripui and Sheves are kind of in between, again. And, you know, the questions that we discussed, you know, Moda Mipiatzmo, you know, Bid Bavel, you know, do you need, you know, Smuchim, right? All these issues, you know, Dmei Karka Kakarka, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, it's probably easier, you know, to include all aspects of Chavala, you know, more than it is, let's say, Shoel. But, you know, when it comes to Boshes and Tsar, at least, it seems still like we're pushing it, right? Because normally they're not what we would define. So, okay. So these expansions and what it ends up being, you know, are we diluting the, you know, the brand, or are we really making important statements about these different categories? That's the challenge in Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Moshe. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. So again, we just gave plenty of good reasons, right? So let's see if Thigamar, you know, goes for it. Okay. Oh. In other words, again, so once again, this is, if Adam HaMazik is not in the Mishnah, right, then Shomer and Chovel, you know, don't need to be here either. Okay, but again, that just, you know, makes Niske Gufo, the characterization, Niske Gufo as opposed to Niske Mamono, right, is important. And then the question is, again, this is a technical answer, or this is different Mechaivim again. Okay? But according to Rav, so this is major, right? This line is a crucial line, right? Because it's basically saying that Adam HaMazik includes Chovel, right, with everything that goes with it, in both directions, right? The Nezek part, which you might even also have said prize, never mind the other parts, the Tsar and the Boshes, you know, and the in-betweeners, and all the Dalet Shomrim. Wow. Okay, doesn't sound very much like Nezek, right? Or and in some cases, it sounds like too much, like more than Nezek, right? Like a Maisa Beira. Either a Maisa Beira or a quid pro quo. Hard to say. I mean, a Schaivus Midas. Okay, Ula Boshia. So why does he think that, you know, it isn't all covered already and subsumed? Okay, so now it's going to be better for us. Go ahead. Okay, so again, you know, the way to read this, the best way to read this is the Gemara saying you can't compare to Mamazik and Adam HaChovel, right? As for Shomrim, but that's not Adam the Azik Adam, so we have, the Gemara has to get back to that. Okay.
Right.
Oh. Okay. So that's a good line. That's an important line. Meaning the recipient or the victim is not relevant in Shore, because in Shore it's all about dollars and cents. Right? Viharaya, right? There's no Dalad Dvarim. It's all just, you know, the bottom line, like send me the bill. But in Adam, it's not just about dollars and cents. Viharaya, there's Dalad Dvarim, right? And even things that overlap, as we discussed, might not just be like an accounting difference, but the splitting up is a way of showing, you know, that it isn't about dollars and cents, but it's, you know, trying to put a tashlum in, you know, correspond almost like a kofar, you know, on each aspect or each effect of the Kabbalah. So this is Rav Oshia's way of saying, you know, Adam HaMazik and Adam HaChovel are very different. In Behema, you don't have that. Who cares what the in Behema, it's this victim, that victim. It's all money. Here, the victim dictates a different mechay. Correct? Go ahead.
Ay, but shomer chinam.
Again, but that characterization is fascinating, of course. Meaning, vis-a-vis Adam the Azik Adam, it's certainly not Adam the Azik Adam, but is it Adam the Azik Shor? It just highlights again. You want to say that about a Shomer Chinam according to the Rambam? Great. Very hard to say that about a Shoah. Right? Okay.
Tani Hazeka to be Adayim, but Tani Hazeka to Ramil.
Yeah, so that's the question. Right? So, number one, the characterization of Adam Amazik as Hazeka Biadayim is a great line. Separate from, again, the idea that Shmira is Hazeka Demimela, right, again, leaves us with questions. Meaning, Hazeka Demimela is saying, you know, Hanami, it's still Mazik of some sort. Of course, it's not, you know, it's passive Mazik through Choser Shmira. Again, hard to say about Shoel, but about everything else, easier to say. But that's Hazeka de Mimela. But then what are we saying? Choser Shmir, in other words, again, let me go back. If what we're saying about Shomrim is that it's not Mazik at all, it's, you know, a function of Kabbalah Sischaibus and so on, and that's what we mean by Hazeka de Mimela, we just mean, you know, Dine Mamanus, okay? Then we're not saying so much about Adam Mazik. Right? But if we are going to say that at least about Shomer Chinam, maybe even about Shomer Sachar, right? That there is an element of Choser Shmira in the Mechayiv, okay, and that's what we mean by Hezeka de Bimela, then what are we saying about Adam Amazik? When we say that it's Hezeka B'Yadayim, right? I mean, that's something that differentiates it. Because Chosa Shmira is true about Shmira, and it's also true in some respects about some Nizkei Mamon too. So is this a line where the government, I'm saying it's not Mukhrach, but depending on how you understand what is being rejected as Hazeka de Mimela in Shmira, and how it's, the level to which it's being direct, the extent to which it's being rejected, that will dictate how seriously, you take Hezekah Biadayim as being the Mechayiv of Adam Amazik, as opposed to, for example, the line in the previous Gemara, when I was summing up before, I forgot to mention it, right? One of the main important things that we got out of Dalet Amud Aleph, we're just not sure if it's serious or not, was a new formulation of the Mechayiv of Adam Amazik. See? Namely?
Darko.
No. Shmiras on Alecha. What? Shmiras Gufala. So what we were saying was, the Gemara doesn't mean that. It's so bulky. Right? You say a guy does damage to somebody else's property, you're going to say it's a lack of Shmiras Atzmo. We just mean to say that it fits in the Mishnah. If Choser Shmira is a Mitzarev or a Mechayev, then Kol Shekain, right? Adam the Azik Kol Shekain Maisa Hezek is a Mechai, or Kol Shekain Maisa Hezek is always Mitzurah, all things being equal. So we don't mean seriously this line that the Mechayiv of Adam Amazik is Choser Shmiras Atzmo, right? We just mean to say we have that and more, because now on Dalet Amud Beis, in a way, the Gemara is saying Shomrim. You know, is Hazeka de Bimela. And Adam Amazik is Hazeka Begufa. Meaning it's not a lack of Shmira Tzatzmo. Right? It's Maisa Hezek. And as we'll see in a moment, but as we already understand, the difference between saying something is Maisa Hezek and something is a Mechayiv of Maisa Hezek or a Mechayiv of Choser, you know, Shmira Tzatzmo, is twofold. Number one, related twofold. Number one, how connected is it to the rest of Nizkei Mamon, where it's harder to say that is remote control. Not impossible. That's maybe some of the differences. But whatever you say about Nizkei Mamon, it's certainly less Hezeka Begufo or Biadayim than Adam Amazik. right? But if you want to choose the formulation, you know, shmiras gufo or shmiras atzmo, then you are being makarev, you know, adam amazik in this case, mamo. That's one, you know. Number two, of course, is that, you know, just objectively, you can already imagine that if we're talking about exceptions to the rule, like, are there going to be cases where Adam HaMazik is Patur? And that's what we're getting to in a couple of minutes, the substantive issue, the question of onus gomor, level of onus, etc. So you can totally understand that default, it's going to be much easier to justify, right, exceptions if the Mechayev is Shmiras Atzmo than it is if it's Maisa Hezek. There could be nafkamina in both directions, but mostly. Right, because a Maisa Hezek, to say something that you did be a daim is not a Maisa Hezek, you're going to have to invoke, well, this is what we're getting to in a minute, you're going to have to invoke legal categories like misasek and like onus, and not just invoke their general effectiveness, but you're going to have to invoke their definitional, you know, impact. Like, you're going to have to get into the issue whether, you know, onus is command de lo avid, and whether mishasek is afka samaisa. Whereas, if you are mostly looking at adam amazik like niske mamon as something which is about choser shmiras atzmo, right, so you can well imagine that there can be circumstances where things happen where, you know, it's not a lack of choser shmiras atzmo. Again, there might be enough coming in the other direction too, I'll get to it, but... So that's why this line here on Dalet Amud Beis is a very important line. Right? Okay. And again, this is within Rav, who thinks that... Right? This is within Rav, correct? Who thinks that Maveh is Adam, and it is within the Mishnah. Right? And yet, it's within the Mishnah, and yet, we're not going to include, you know, Shomrim. Yeah. Yeah, more so probably than Shmiras Mamono. But I'm saying less, it's probably going to be more flexible, you know, to tour than is Maisa Hezek. Because if I say you did it, you're Chayiv, then I have to say you didn't do it. Or, yeah, I have to find some way to say you didn't do it. Whereas if I say Shmiras Atzmo, there could still be a reasonable element, a reasonable level of expectation for Shmira Satsuma. So you didn't, you know, there was no lack of Shmira.
But why wouldn't honest be a valid counterclaim to either Shmira Kufa or...
No, I think what I'm saying is that an onus which falls short, a significant onus which falls short of being a hafkos, Maisa Avera, or Maisa Hezek, or Maisa Ha'adam, still should be enough to be poter you from Shmiras Atzma. But it may not be enough unless it qualifies on that legal formal level to say, oh, you didn't do it, or it's not your legal action.
Even if you did it, you should still be poter because of your onus. Because the Torah doesn't hold you responsible for everything that you do with onus.
But maybe if it's not your culpability, it's just simply the act itself that is mechayev you, then that wouldn't be true. That's, I'm trying to explain in a second the view of the Ramban and maybe the Rambam, which is that even onus gomor per se, you know, doesn't absolve you from adam amaz. Adam uad li'olam means even that. If it's shmiras gufo or shmiras atzmo, then I don't think that's possible.
It's like 0 points. One is that the machayev adam amaz, and two is that it's not your culpability, it's just the fact that
correct.
It's a ma'aseh hezek, and also
correct. Exactly. And that's the Kiddush of Adam Mu'adiyah. Correct. So that's why this line is a very, very important line, especially juxtaposed with, again, no stira, because we're talking, you know, they're, you understand, no stira, but different indicators. Okay, let's continue. Uktani Hazeka de Mimela. Good. By the way, an added benefit here. And what will the Rambam about Poshea Kimazik? Right, what will he say about the characterization of Shomer Chinam as Hazeka de Mimela? Right? Poshea's Kamazik? The answer is, he'll agree. And this would confirm what we've been saying, which is, it's not that objectively Poshea is Kamazik, because it's always B'Shev Al Taseh. And it's always a function of the fact that he was Mekabel Shmira. Right? So it's Mimela in the sense that the Mimela part is what, the only thing that made this Mazik is his Kabbalah Shmira. The same for the Rambam. This is a harder line to read than it is for other Rishonim, right? Because the other Rishonim will say Shomrim had nothing to do with Mazik at all, even Poshea. Poshea is either Koser Shmira, right? Or, that's your level of insurance. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's scary, right? Now we're going to really have to work hard. Okay, go ahead. That's what we'll, most of this we'll do after. But okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Gana v'gazlan. Okay, so that's something which, again, I'm going to leave for now. We'll do a quick job on Rebbe Chiya, but I don't want to get too stuck on it either. But there are just some really interesting things to talk about here. But again, Ganef and Gazlan being represented by Shomer Chinam and Shoel, what that means in different girsos, and, Toin Tanis Ganef, and Shoel Shalom Midas. Some of the issues are very fascinating, but not for us right now. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Ma isl'chal meimar k'nasa, the k'nasa lo k'mayri. Hamitame v'vedame v'menase, the mamona who listening, manasha. I hezek shinu niker shmei hezek hatanale nezek.
Okay, that's not so pashut. I just want to make that point. That goes back to our discussion of Rashi in Gittin and Gimel, and we use the example again. We talked about Mechalia Karna, right? Namely, the idea that hezek shinu niker shma hezek alo shma hezek. We say hezek shen nikar shma hezek doesn't necessarily mean that it's being invisible or halachic, is completely inconsequential. It may mean that it's sufficient to be mechayev you, but it's a different kind of a mechayev. Okay, so that's something we'll have to talk more about. Go ahead.
He hezek shen nikar lo shma hezek avlei k'naso k'naso lo k'mayri lei matzor v'chia hezek shen nikar lo shma hezek ki shma hezek hatan alei nezek.
So not so simple. Okay.
Right.
But that, of course, could be the line that I'm looking for, right? The difference between Hezek, the Minkara, and Lo Minkara isn't just a technicality, but that's, different. Chatsa Shal Nezek, is that an important aspect of Avos Nezikin or not? And again, it goes to our Mechalia Karna topic very much. Okay, let's continue.
Fish Lamla Tana Didan Tana Minyana Lumute Jerry Hosha Brevi Hoshia Tana Minyana Lute Derechia. Ella Minyana Derechia Lamute Mai. Lute Moser Umafagel. But listening. Fish Lama Mafagel Pikachim Lokamairi. Ella Moser Mai Tama Lotani. Shiny Moser Dibura Udibura Lokamairi.
Okay.
Pa Moti Shemra the Dibura Hu Vatani. Dibura the Ispe Maisahu. Vaha idem zomim dibura de leispe maisehu, vikitani. Pasam Apagat the Lisbe Maisa Rahmana Kari Maisa. Iksiv Asisim Lo, Pashir Samam La Asos Kwaki. Fish Lamala Tana Didan, Tana Avos, Miklal de Katolados, El Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Oshia, Avos Miklal de Katolados, Tolosein Mainihu. Amari Bahu, Kulan Ka Avos, Lishalami Meta. My Chayama, Asya, Tatas, Nesina, Ishalan Kesa.
Okay, so basically, just one other comment, just to add, this question that the that there's no toldos. I think it's the Meiri in the beginning of the Masechta on that day. You know, when he talks about why we use the expression nezikin and not mazikin. I think it's Meiri. So I think he suggests that nezikin has, you know, I guess more. He doesn't say this part, but nezikin implies toldos. He says. And differentiates the four, you know, from Rab Chia and Rab Oshia, based on the Gemara later on. Whereas Mazikin, you know, could be either Avos alone or Avos that have Toldos. So what I just want to add is something that we talked about in the beginning of the year. Again, Tosas and others asked this question too. What do you mean Arba Avos Nezikin? Why not say, you know, Mazikin? So one of the things we were trying to say was that the question of whether we're talking about different mechaibim, meaning like a category as opposed to a case, you know, that just fits into other things, like a tzad hashaveh, or just, you know, is an example, or compensatory differences. I think that that's what the Meiri, you know, has in mind. And that the idea that there are avos and toldos, the fact that there are toldos, which are generated by the av, is a symptom, in some cases, of something being a category. Again, Adama Mazik becomes an interesting question here because, again, there seems to be a debate whether there are toldos for Adama Mazik. But again, the reason that there might not be is just because Adama Mazik is so basic and elemental. Either way, the entire Shakavataria here highlights, once again, the different ways to look at Adama Mazik and how much it is parallel to cases which are either beneath it, you know, in the scale of things, namely more like Nizke Mamon or Hezeka de Mimela, Shmiras Atzmo, etc., etc. Or the other direction, how much it can be linked with things like Chavala, maybe even Geneva and Gazela, hearkening back, you know, to our discussions at the beginning of the year, etc. Okay, then finally you have Hayomet Beis, very quickly, where once again the Gemara, when it talks about the different avos, right? Karya?
So, Amarava?
Sounds right.
Amarava, Kulu Kishag Zbor Benayu, Asa Kulu Matzad, Lavi Karen. Trimdek Lamithrach, Malkulu, Shikim Wadden, Mithi Lacha. Laman Amar Adraba Karen Hadifa, Shikanosa Lahazi, Akulu Karen Nami Asi. Ela lamai hilchasa hasavin norfman lehilchasein karen lechalak bein tamal muedes shem regel lefotron shusarach bor lifter bosa kev rabbi yehuda the machayev al niske kev lebor lifter bosa adam adam machayev al bida arba dvar ish lifter bo asetamo rabbi yehuda the machayev al niske tamal ish vasui mai vasui lichon niro sichcha.
Okay, again we still have to talk about ish. Again, mostly we have through Bombard Base, but well, we have still a few things to finish. But here, well, the reason I wanted to read this Gemara, once again, this Gemara does what? The Hilchos Seim of Adam is different than the Hilchos Seim of all other Mazikim, pretty much, right? Yeah?
It's extra Machayev.
Right. In other words, the others are Kavanos Al-Hazik, one second, Lechalik ben tamal muedes, lepotar brishas harabim, lifter sa kelim, you know, lifter sa tamun, lifter sa adam, right? Adam is lechayvo bedalad dvarim. So this is very strange, again, especially in light of, you know, again, both the Gemara on Dalad Amud Aleph and the Gemara that we just read on Dalad Amud Beis. Right? Are we talking about Adam Mazik or Adam Chovel? Sounds like Adam HaChovel is relevant to Adam HaMazik, even if we're only talking about on Mamazik, which again I think supported. It's a very strange. We just keep seeing it again and again. This kind of dialectical, perspective. Okay, stop here with regard to that. Now, so now we move on to the question of Adam Adioma. Okay, we don't have so much time, but we'll try to finish this. So Tosus already on Gimel Amud Beis, right? Quotes the. Not Tosan Gimel. I'm sorry. Tosan Dalet Amud Aleph already quotes the Yerushalmi. Sorry, that.
The Yerushalmi that the Yashin case is limited to where they.
The Yashin Im Yashin Beviu Kelim Etzlo V'Shavron Potter. Heim Gormulo. Chen HaYashin V'Holach Kamer Lishon Etzlo Harishon Potter Achron Chad. Actually, the Yerushalmi actually says that who's the Muad depends on, right? What took place first. That's the Yerushalmi. Interesting, if you look at the Rishonim, when they quote the Yerushalmi, they quote it differently. Some of them quote the Yerushalmi with the Muad part. Tosfos Ben Peretz, I think, when he quotes the Yerushalmi, says, min katze ala katze, that if you go to sleep first, I'm sorry, if you sleep when the guy's there, when the other person or Kli is there, then you're a Poshea. Anybody has language of the Tosfos Ben Peretz? If you do it the other way, you're an onus. Correct? The Yerushalmi doesn't say that you're a poshei, and the Yerushalmi doesn't say you're an onus. The Yerushalmi says that depending on what order you do it, that dictates who is the muad. What do you mean, who's the muad? The muad of Adam, muad, the old. It's just interesting that for Benu Peretz, it was mikatzel katzel. You're either a poshea, right, or you're an onus. The pashtus, if you need to be an onus, then you don't need to be a poshea, right? And vice versa, right? If we have to consider you a poshea to make you chayev, then you probably don't need to be an onus in order to be potter. You just need to be not a poshea. So I'm just pointing out that the Yerushalmi says what it says. The Rambam quotes Yerushalmi as is. Some of the other Rishonim do as well. But not all the Rishonim quoted as is. Some of them stick in Poshea on one side, Onus on others, and Tosfos Ben Peretz actually sticks in Poshea and Onus on both sides, kind of leaving you wondering just a little bit. I mean, the answer is, that legally, apparently, you're either one or the other, which you have to say for Tosfos Ben Peretz, is that this is a zero-sum game. Right? When it comes to Adam Muad Liolam, if you're not Onus, you're a Poshea. Basically. But that itself is a very fascinating, it's not true anywhere else. Okay. Anyway, this Yerushalmi is maybe the most explicit source that constitutes a kind of a chink, if you will, in the armor of what seems to be a principle of Adam Muad Liola. Right? If you just had the Mishnah alone, we'll see the other evidence in the Babli in just a second, you would have said, Adam Muad Liolam is, you take it at face value. Right? So let's look at the other evidence just very quickly in the Babli. But the Yerushalmi is explicit, right, has a case where Adam is Patur. But the Pashtus, right, it's not because of Pturanus, it's because it's part of the Hagdara of Adam Muad Liolam. Right, so it's just interesting, what did people do with this Yerushalmi, and how do they read other cases in the Babli in light of it, etc. But the Yerushalmi is certainly a major exception to what seems to be an absolute chiyuv, a uniform chiyuv, right, in cases of Adam. Pashas of the Yerushalmi is that you are only potur when you're not the mazik, but he's the mazik. Okay? Or he's mazik atzmo. He's mazik you, or he's mazik atzmacha. That's not necessarily an exception, right, to the din that Adam is muad liolam. And indeed, if you just look at the language of the Mishnah, so let's do that for a minute.
Adam muad liolam.
It's a Mishnah, right? Adam muad liolam.
Yeah.
So, Adam Uli Olam Bein Shogeg Bein Nezer. Okay. There's no Ptur Shogeg. Bein Er Bein Yashin. Now, Yashin is trickier, and that's why the Gemara originally thought it was a Tolda. Some of the Rishonim actually say explicitly that the Havamina was, that it was a Ptur Onas. So in the Mishnah, you have really only Shogeg and Nezer. And then you have Er and Yashin, so that is that Onas? Or that's Shogeg. Not so clear. Right? Not so clear. Okay. Then the Gemara, here on Chavav Medbeis, does go further, just to get the evidence in. Go ahead. Tiratza. Oh. So that already is a much bigger statement. Again, maybe it's implicit in air, but maybe not. Because maybe air is dar kolahazik, right? That maybe isn't onus, certainly in terms of shmiras atzmo. Fine. But the Gemara does have petza tachas potza, l'chayv l'shogeg kemezin ala onus kiratza. So that sounds like a very big kiddush. The onum of the olam means even, that's no, Torah kula, there's a ptur onus. Right, el naral asasa davar. We'll see if that's relevant or not. Right? Why isn't there a ptur? There's a ptur onus in this game, and that's clear. Right? So again, this differentiates adam. You could say that's a technicality. Right? Maybe it's a higher level. Right? Maybe, you know, just quantitatively more, it's more matzura. But either way, it sounds like it's a big deal. It sounds like it's a big deal, and it sounds like it's an absolute that there is a ptur of onus. And indeed, some of the cases in the Gemara sound pretty extreme too. You have the Gemara about, let's take this Gemara for a minute. You know, the you know, Kli Becheiko. Yeah, go ahead.
Amar Rava, Haisa Eved, Menachas Lebecheiko, Velo Tikr Ba, Ba'amad Menachla, Leni Nezik and Chayim.
Wow. So that, what does that seem? That's a serious onus, right? That's what you usually call misasek. Okay? There's a debate among the Rishonim, which we'll see in just a moment, you know, whether or not this is, you know, as onus as it seems. Right? The Ramban, in Bava Metzia, which we're going to read inside in just a minute, and Pei Beis Amud Beis, quotes this Gemara as evidence that there any onus, even onus gamor, you know, it's even Hurricane Sandy, you know, Ruach Sa'ara shel Eliyahu Anavi, right? That's what Ramban says, right? Even that, Adam Mamazik is chayav for. And one of his rayas is from Hikar Bava Amad, Lo Hikar Bava Amad, V'nafla, Linyan Nezakin, chayav. That's why Linyan Arba Dvarim, Potter. Okay? Linyan Shabbos, Melech Machshavos, Asra Torah. Linyan Galus, Potter. Okay? Linyan Eved is Plukta. The Nebuke Yosef, on the other hand, addressing the same Gemara, here, Al-Atar, somebody can find the line if they want, if they have it. We'll read the Ramban inside in a second, but Nebuke Yosef is also important. Nebuke Yosef says, Hoya lo, you know, Livdok, right, or Hoya lo Lahakir. Anybody have it? Isaac, you got it? No? Anybody? Azriel? Ariel, you have it? Nothing, you have it? Go ahead.
Yeah, he says, the Holy Spirit, 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 the Holy Spirit,
right. And the Ramban, which we'll read this inside in a second, disagrees. He thinks that's onus gamor. Okay? So that is very, very important. As I say, this is a famous, I'll just tell you very briefly what he says, because it's very important for, in general, but it's important for us as well. I made reference to it the other day. this is you know where the where Rabbi Kiveger, you know, centers part of his famous tshuva. What's the number of the tshuva? Is it Simit Ches? Is it Ches? So Rabbi Kiveger was asked, discusses this question whether Misasek is a Maisa Veira or not. Okay. So basically, what he says is the following, and the my nafkamina, many nafkamina. Okay. So one nafkamina is it mitzvah lahafrisho mina iser? Let's say you see somebody about to do something b'misasek. Right? Are you, if it's just a pitur karban, but he's doing a ma'isa aveira, you should really stop it. Right? But if it's not even a ma'isa aveira, what's the big deal? Okay. Now, again, this is a very important question, because physically the person did the action, of course. This is a legal, this is what I mean by the legal, you know, definition of actions. Did you, al-pidin, do this action? Is it, obviously it happened. It happened mimela, like a disembodied, you know, action. You didn't do it legally. That's the question. That's one nafkamina. So I'll tell you the punchline. Rabbi Kiveger says another nafkamina will be whether you apply the din of kamle bedravamine. Because if you do, let's say you do a capital crime, the misasek. So of course you're a potter. You don't even have to bring a korban. Again, it's certainly more than shogeg. Misasei. It's more than shogeg. However, right, if you did the Maisa Aveira, then you'll apply the din of Tana Dechizkis. Tana Dechizkis says Chayvei Misos Shogegin Pturin. But we just had the, you know, Tosis made reference to it, right? So now the question is the paradigm of Tana Dechizkis. It applies only to shogeg? Or the other Pturim as well. Let's take two just for the moment because we don't want to get enmeshed in this topic. It's a massive topic. All topics seem to be massive, right? Let's take two examples for a moment. One is the one in front of us, Misasek. Misasek is less even than Shogeg because there's at minimum a Ptur Korban. So if you did a Misa Misa, a capital crime, capital impact, let's say, the Misasek, do you say the equivalent of Tana de Bechizkia? Or I'll give you another example. Pturei Shabbos. This is going to come together, obviously. Let's say you did a Malach on Shabbos, but you did it Shalom B'Malachas Machshavas. Let's say you did it B'Derech Mekalkel. Or B'Derech Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa. Or whatever. Maybe there's a difference between different melachos b'shabbos, but I'm not going to get into that right now. Okay? So are you chayiv the mamon or not? Ah. That's the question. Meaning, what's the real question? If you did the ma'isa aveira, right, just your potter for it, even if it's a bigger ptur, not even a korban, less than shogeg, then at the end of the day, you could still apply, in theory, Tana de Bechizkia. Eclipsing still applies. I mean, you still did a capital offense. However, if it's hafgas maisa, it's not considered legally your action at all, you didn't do anything, then you don't get the kula of the ptur mamon. Ah. Says Rabbi Kiveger the following. That's going to be a second nafkamina. If it's asek, it's not a ma'isa aveira. There's no psikresh. There's no kamli b'dravamine. Says Rabbi Kiveger, the proof is from this gemara here. Sorry about that. Bava kama chavav mud beis. Why? You have it? Do you have it there, Yeshua?
Yeah.
But I have to. I'll tell you. Okay. Yeah. It's all. Okay. It's very tricky. This is like a very, 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 very famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger. It might be the most famous tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger. Or at least that's on the top five. Right? Of all time, you know, famousness, celebrity. Okay. So the Rabbi Kiveger says the following. How come in this Gemara that we just read does the Gemara say one second. Le'inyan nezikin chayiv, le'inyan dalad varim patur, le'inyan galus chayiv. This is just genius thing. Ingenious in English. Le'inyan galus chayiv, damar kra. Right? Le'inyan Shabbos patur. Then the Gemara says, why? Le'inyan Shabbos are you patur? Because melech machsheves be'ina. Correct? So Rabbi Gevager says like this. Why does the Gemara say that the reason that you're patur on Shabbos is because of melechas machsheves? The Bali Tosas point out, I think I mentioned this the other day, that there are two types of misaseks. This is the view of the Bali Tosas all over the place. In Shavuos, and Shabbos, in a bunch of different places. Sanhedrin, right? Tosas says there are two sugyas of misasek. Gemara in Krisus talks about misasek. If you do like a bris milah, but you got the wrong baby, you did the bris milah on the shelo bizmana baby on Shabbos, right? So that's called, but he's a misase because he blacks machshavas osur Torah. But then the Gemara has another explanation of misasek, and that it seems like misasek would be chayiv and called Torah kula, and the only reason that it's ever chayiv is in chalav and varayos. Misasek b'chalav v'arayos chayiv shekeinene. So which is it? Is misasek a special Shabbos din of melachas machshavas osra Torah? Or is misasek a din in kol ha'Torah kula? Is it like melach shein tzricha l'gufo, or is it like davar shein miskaven? Right? Oh. So Tosa says, all over the place, no, there are two types of misasek. There are two levels. Misasek of the skaven, right? L'mechubar zeh, right? V'chotach mechubar acher. He wanted to do a melacha, but lo ala biyado. He made a mistake. He didn't get the right way. He wanted to cut berries from tree number one, because that's the good tasting berries. And by mistake, he cut them from tree number two. That's the misasek of Hilchos Shabbos, lo ala machshavto. It's about that the Gemara says melach machshavas osur Torah, because he wanted to do bris milah on Shabbos, right? But he ended up doing gozes on the wrong child. Okay, even though again one's behetra, one's beiser, so it's not such a perfect analogy. But okay. However, let's say he's niskaven lachto talush, like he thought that he was trying to, you know, to get to this one, which was already talush, therefore you're allowed to cut it. No, at least a raisa, right? So niskaven lachtoch is a talush v'chatach is a mechubar. Okay, so that is the niskaven liptur v'asachiyuv. That's misasek and kol Torah kula. Okay, good. Oh. Says Rabbi Kiveger, why does the Gemara here say melach machshavas asra Torah? The guy didn't know that he was doing. He wasn't the skaven, you know, the iser one, you know, the olabiyado iser two. He thought he was standing up on Shabbos. Didn't know that there was a kli there, and you know, so the skaven leheter, but also iser. So why does the Gemara say lechem shabbos hasra Torah? So this is the ingenious part. Again, I don't think not mukhrach at all in the Gemara, but just how does somebody think this way, right? You just have to have, you know, a certain powers, I guess. So Rabbi Kiveger said, listen, the Gemara uses melech machsheves here, even though it could have used kol ha'Torah kula. Why would they do that? The answer is because they wanted to discuss a scenario in which, this is also not mukhrak, but it's ingenious. If you go back to the beginning, the Gemara said, right, hoysa evan benachas lo So Rabbi Kiveger says what the Gemara means is it's a case where all these things happen or could happen at the same time. Meaning you did this, and in the exact same, let's say you did it at the same time, you did an Easter Shabbos, and you were Mazik. So we need a case where you're Pater from Shabbos, but you're Chayev for Nezikin, right? So that means it can't be a Kamle B'drava Mine case. Ah, says Rabbi Kiveger. The Misasek, and this is also not Mukhrach, and it is a little bit even counterintuitive, but also very logical, I'll explain. There are two misasegs, right? One is niskavin le'isur zeh, v'ala biyado isur acher. That's a melech t'machsheves one. And then there's miskavin leheter, v'ala biyado isur. So I'm throwing out the question. If you had to choose between the two, which would you say was more likely to be a hafkas mais aveira, and which is more likely to be a p'tur korban? But it is a mais aveira. Moshe? Let's see your Rabbi Kivager skills. If I gave you a choice, I said, listen, the question whether misasek is considered a mais aveira or just a p'tur, right? What do you think? If there are two types of misasek, maybe we should be mechalek, right? How would you make mechalek if I gave you the choice? Yoni? That's what I would have thought. I think that's the default logic. Namely, the greater the range, the more the misasek, you know, there's a discrepancy between the intention and the result, right? The greater the discrepancy, the more, you know, that it's considered a hafkas mais aveira. Correct? Says Rabbi Kivager, without discussing that part of it, the exact opposite. But of course, what's the logic of Rabbi Kivager? Rabbi Kivager is saying the following: Melech Machshavas Asra Torah raises the threshold of actions and cognizance, right, awareness in Hilchos Shabbos. So instead of saying, oh, one's a p'tur Melech Machshavas, the other is a p'tur in Kol Torah Kula, namely, it's a more impressive, a more, core hafka, which is totally logical. That's what Yoni said. That's what I would have said. That's, I think, what anybody would have said. What Rabbi Kivager says is, the evidence, or maybe the logic, goes in the other direction. Melech Machshavas, Asra Torah, says that in Hilchos Shabbos, to be defined as a Maisa, right, requires greater awareness. In some respects, Reb Chaim, in his famous piece, is not, for now, you can just make reference to it and look it up. In his famous piece about Mapis Mursa and the Aruch and so on, doesn't say the opposite of Rabbi Kivager, but the Kivun, let's say, the direction, when he talks about the relationship between, let's say, Misasek or Davashen and Miskabe and Mlokshin Tzuchel Gufa, is kind of the opposite. Anyways, so Rabbi Kivager's ingenious read of this Gemara is, the Gemara needs to find a case, the Gemara is looking for a case where you're Chayev Benezek and you're Potter from Shabbos, so it should be Kamlev Dravim, you should be Potter from Nezek when you're Potter from Shabbos, even though you're Potter from Shabbos, because of Tana de Beit Hizkiya. Right? However, that's the difference. If you quote Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah, so what you're saying is, from a Shabbos point of view, there's no Maisa Veira. If there's no Maisa Veira, then there's Nez, then you're Chayiv Benezek, because you're on the Pater of Kamalei Rabbi. Right? If you had quoted the Kol Torah Kula one, which is applicable, also, right, then you'd be Patur, because that is a Maisa Veira, even though you're Patur, and therefore you should be Patur Min Nezek. Okay, you look it up. You have it?
Yeah.
Just that line, if you don't mind, that's where he said. See, I didn't make it up. I couldn't.
Okay.
I wish I could.
The Patergam Bishari Surim, Hainu Gamme Habs, Avamikoma, Mikri Malacha.
Yeah. Okay. Now, why am I telling you all this aside from the fact that this is the Gemara and he says it and it's famous and it's also amazing and it's very important? Is I'm trying to make a slightly different point, and that is the misasek is a critical case, and the status of misasek is a critical issue in trying to figure out adam muad liola and the chiyuv of adam amazik. The question here is, so there's a double point, and that is, there's this debate between the Mukhe Yosef and the Ramban, you know, whether this Misaseik is an Onas Gabor or not. But in general, there's also an issue whether Misaseik is considered to be a Baisa Avera or not. The more we think that Misaseik is just a Ptur, right, even then it's not so Pashut that you would apply, that you wouldn't apply the Ptur of Misaseik, you know, to Adam Amazik, but at least it's more manageable. If you think that Misasek is Afkas Maisa Avera completely, or Maisa, it's not considered Pulosa, then even if you hold Adam Muad Liola, right, why should he be Chayev? Right? Here might be a situation, actually, where maybe Shmiras Atzmo is more Chamor than Maisa Hezek. Maybe. I think that would be strange. Or what you need to say is that part of the reason that Adam Muad Liolam is because it isn't a formal Maisa. It's a pragmatic Maisa. In other words, when you talk about Hilchos Shabbos or some other Din Torah, some Isur, Maisa Veira, Maisa Isur, where the tzura matters and so on, then maybe Misasek really is a hafkas amaisa. But maybe one of the reasons that Adam is muad liolam is precisely because Hezek, especially if Maisa Hezek is the mechayev, but Maisa Hezek is not a formal tzura peula, it's just the Maisa itself. For the same reason that we were discussing why Kocho might be different in Mazik, right, then it would be perhaps in Shchita or Ritzicha or Netilas Yadayim. Okay? So that's the first thing to point out. A, the Machlokas Ramban and the Mukhe Yosef. B, the general status of Misasek, if it is or isn't a Maisa. And why Nizakin should be an exception if that is the case. Okay. That's very important Gemara. Then you have the Gemara in Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. What's that Gemara? About Ruach She'ena Mitsuya. What do we have there? Not the Gemara here? Yeah. No? So that is Nafal Baruch Sheina Mitsuya. So what do you make of that? Also a very critical case. Okay? Sounds like? Sounds like one would think it's Onus Gamor. Right? So here again you have a Machlokas HaRishonim, the same one pretty much. I mean, the Ramban proves from Ruach Sheina Mitsuya, right? He calls that, Ruach Sa'ara Shel Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, we'll read inside it just a second. That even Onas Gamor is going to be Chayav for Adam HaMazik. Okay? Now again, what's additionally mechudash about the Ramban, if it really is Onas Gamor, is again, there is a major debate in the Rishonim whether Ones, you know, is a commandalo of it or not. It's interesting, the Gemara here excludes Ones, as we discussed. In the Mishnah, if you hold Yashen, in the Gemara on Chavav Mid Beis, as we just read, based on Xeris HaKasu, the Gemara never uses the expression or discusses, you know, Ulanar Lasasa Davar, the expression Onus Kamanda Abed or not, the Rishonim do. What? but in context of.
And Tosas assumes that he's
yeah.
talking about others say that it doesn't mean
it. Right, so then I'm saying, if you look at the Rajba, the Rajba, the Nebuka Yosef, the Tosa Rosh, they all quote, when they want to prove that there is a Ptura on us, they don't just say that it's Pater Mishimonas, they say, Olnar Oles Asadavar. Some of them almost say the words, Ones Rachmana Patre, or they imply it. The truth is that the status of Ones and Nezikin, in theory, could have been independent of Olnar Oles Asadavar, even of Ones Kamanda Avid or Kalo Avid, or Ones Rachmana Patre. Lekula and Lechomer. Lekula, because if you think that the Mechayev is Shmiras Atzmo, then even if you don't hold Olnar Oles Asadavar, even if you don't quote that, Olnar Oles Asadavar is a Ptur Tashlumin. You don't even need that if you think the Mechayev is Choser Shmira, right? If a person is Onus, he's not involved in Choser Shmira. That's what Onus is. Onus Gomor, certainly. Maybe even lesser Onus, and we'll get to that in just a second. So you don't need to quote him. You could. There's no penalty for quoting Olnar Oles Asadavar, but you certainly don't need to quote it. And mostly, Bali Tosas don't quote it. On the other hand, like the Ramban, if you can ask the Ramban, what about Olnar Oles Asadavar? Or Onus Kamad Lo Avid? No, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting issue, especially for the Ramban. You know, the Ramban attacks the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot. We discussed this last year, Agav. What did we discuss it last year, Agav? Anybody? Yeah? Excellent. Yeah, exactly. That long one, right? And Perikhaf Chaf, Hilchos Sanhedrin. Excellent. And what is it? Really what we discussed. No. Edesumdina. Right? Meaning, is there a separate Iser for Bezdin to be done on the basis of Edus Umdana? Or not? Right? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot and Perakah, Hilchos Sanhedrin, says that, you know, Bezdin cannot be done all day Omid Adas. Correct? And then he also says, in the same area, both in Sefer Mitzvot or whatever, Behu Adin Legabe Ones. And the Ramban in both cases disagrees, because the Ramban says, well, you don't need a mitzvah for the Ones part. Okay, what it says about Omer Adas will leave for now. Right? That gets into what we discussed last year. Right? Yediyah below Re'iyah. Ramban says you don't need a mitzvah or an Iser to tell you that Bezdin cannot be done somebody, you know, Lechova for an Onos. It's definitional. He didn't do anything. So it's interesting. So some people explain the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Some people suggest that that's a part of the machlokas, whether Ones is a Ptur Onshin, right? Or Ones is Afgas Maisaveira. Meaning the Rambam thinks that there is an Aveira but a Ptur. Therefore, he needs to tell you that you can, you know, that even though there's a basis to be mechayevim, you're not allowed to. And the Ramban says, like, it's ridiculous. So he didn't do anything. He's an ones. That's how some people explain. It could be, we mentioned this last year, I believe, if you look at the Rambam in both places, the Rambam says, afilu what, Isaac? Putting you on the spot. But this is true even what? No. No, the other way the Ramans go. In a way. You're not allowed to give somebody a penalty. Afilo? Shua? Nobody remembers? Afilo the Gimar Veros. In Sefer Mitzvot and in Yalach, do you have the language of the Ramam? Anybody? Perkuf? I think it's Kaf Sanhedrin. No? It's up there? Go ahead. All right, yeah, read it. Right, that's the umdana one. An ones? Then you have Edis Muchedes, and they have Onus also there. Gimel, maybe Allah Gimel?
Yeah,
So the Ramban and the Rambam says the same thing in Sefer Mitzvos, correct? And the Ramban says, yeah, this is completely superfluous. Right? So maybe, again, some people say, oh, this is machlokas, whether onus is considered to be a ma'isa aveira or not. Ramban says yes, and Rambam says no. Very popular, I don't know how popular, but my impression is it's a very popular explanation. Could very well be true. However, on either side, the Rambam could say, listen, I normally think that onus isn't a ma'isa aveira, but I wanted you to know that this halacha applies even in the Gimel Averos. It's hard to say that the Gimel Averos, that onus is not a ma'isa aveira, when you're chayiv to be moser nefesh for it. So what he's saying is, even when it is a ma'isa aveira, because there's no heter, even then, right? On the other side, maybe the Ramban doesn't necessarily mean there's no ma'isa aveira. Maybe he just means that, you know, the Torah already said you're pater, so you don't need to tell the dayanim, you know, to not to make you chayiv. Even though the language does sound a little more than that. The reason I'm bringing it up now is because it's very relevant, again, to this issue. Number one, you might be b'chalik between different onsim. You certainly might be b'chalik between gimel aveiros and everything else. That makes sense. Moreover, you might be mechalik between different types of onsin. Right? There's an onus of coercion, duress, I put a gun to your head, or you're sick, right? And you do something, you're in command of what you do, right? But you do it, you know, against the law, but under duress, again, psychological, external, internal, whatever the case may be, as opposed to a case where, you know, you're actually physically forced to do something and you don't have a choice. There might be different cases of onus. We'll get to that in a second. Right, the Shach, actually, in Simon Shin Ayin Shin Pei Ches, says that Odom Muad Liolam, right? But if it's an onus gamor, then that's different. He says, but there's still a difference between, again, an onus where you're coerced, or you're, you know, you're nirdaf, and you're shavar kalim, in order to get away, but you do that b'chavana, even though you're allowed to, and a situation where, you know, you're really an onus. We'll get that in a second. So that's, there could be different cases of onus. It might be a difference, I mentioned the other day, between cases where you do something b'kuvase or b'shev al ta'ase, or whether the action is a kumbase and shev al ta'ase. Even in Misasek, I should mention that, there's a famous view of the Nesivos in Mekor Chaim, in Echos Pesach. He says, as for the question, you know, again, Shrobi Kveger deals with, which is whether Misasek is a ma'isa aveira or not, he says, in my opinion, when you have an aveira of the Sheval Tasa, this again, you could argue and say the opposite of this, but interesting. If you have an aveira of the Sheval Tasa, then the Misasek is considered to be a Maisa aveira. It's only if you have an aveira of Bekumba Asay that Misasek is not a Maisa aveira. He's trying to explain why is it Nochos Pesach? That Chometz She Eino Yodua, according to many Rishonim, you're chayiv bal yirah for chametz she'eni yadua. Question is, why are you chayiv for chametz she'eni yadua? It's misasek. So Kor Chaim says, no, misasek is not a ma'isa aveira, you know, in a kumbase. But where you have an obligation to get rid of chametz that shouldn't be in your rishus b'shev al tasa, if you violate the Sheval Tassal, you day misasek, that's considered an aveira. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is, both for misasek and onus, there is this question. And it's totally relevant to the question about a mamazek. You either have to say, you know, that we're talking about different levels, or we're talking about an informal action as opposed to formal action, or that the mechayev here is somewhat different. It also leaves you an opening to be mechalek between different onsim, just like the shach was, or different levels of onsim, we'll see in a moment in Tosas, right, with regard to the question of Adam Muad Li'olam. The more we think Adam Muad Li'olam, again, is about typically, I think, aside from what I just said a second ago, but going back to what I said to Isaac before, the more Adam Muad Li'olam is about Shmiras Atzmo, the bigger the chiddush that Onus is Chayiv and that Adam Muad Li'olam, and the easier it is to explain or to justify, you know, even less than an Onus Gomor, but an Onus, which would be an exception, which would be Pot. The more you think that the Maisa Hezek, and it's a pragmatic Hezek, is the Mechayiv, the more you need to say that the exception is a case, the exceptions are going to be more limited, and there are going to be cases where you really have Hafkas Maisa Avera completely. So for example, again, the Shach's idea of distinguishing between a legal onus, right, and a physical onus, very reasonable. Right, which brings us to the evidence on Chav Zayin Amud Beis and the discussion of Alitosis. And that is whether the Mechalik between Ones Karov Lipshia and not Ones Gomor, but let's say the Ones of Aveda. Right, you could have basically four levels of Ones, more. Four levels of Ones. Right, you have Poshea. I'm sorry. You could say the only time that you really chayv is Poshea. It doesn't sound like that. We say Odomuda, the Olam. Bein shogeg bein mezid, and then the Gemara says afilo ones, right? Doesn't sound like that means that only poshea, you know, is even b'shmiras atzmor is chayin. Like only shomer chinam level violation. Doesn't sound that way. However, there is a view, right? The initial view of the Rush before he tempered it. Is there anything that a Shomer Sachar is chayev for, as opposed to Shomer Chinam? I'm sorry, anything that is not chayev to Shomer Chinam, that is only chayev for Shomer Sachar, Adam Hamazik will be potter from. Gneva Vaveda, in other words, equivalent, Adam Hamazik will be potter from. That's the initial thinking of the Rush. Then the evidence in the Koros forced him to reassess. That's important to know. What are the Makoros that forced him to reassess? What other case? What is Kav Zayin Amud Beis? Zakaria, you're doing so well.
Yeah.
Afela Shandim. Or Karen Zavitz. So it sounds like there are cases of Adam Amazik that are.
I don't know. Their own is in
the pot. Then you have also, that's one. Then you also have the Gemara about Uman Tabach Shekilkel. Right? Where's that Gemara?
That Gemara is in a
Tabach. Yeah. And what does that Gemara seem to say?
That Gemara seems to say that if he's a free shokhei uman, he is patur, even though we might be able to consider him as not
on. Yeah, it seems like there's no chi of Adam Amazik. And then you also have mavir chavis, mimakom lamakom, where also it sounds like the Gemara deals with it only in terms of shmira, or yoshom akinam, yoshom asachar, correct? But that basically there's no problem about Adam Amazik. The question is, in all these cases, what happened to Adam Muad Li'olam Afilu Ba'anas? So here's where you have the major machlokes of Rishonim. I guess I'll have to finish up next time, but so what are the major views? Let's just get them on the record. So in one extreme you have again that suggestion in the Rush in a way, right? And that is that only on the level of Shomer Chinam are you chayav for Adam Amazik. Then the Rosh has to reject it in the end. But again, the fact that he considered it says something about a certain perspective on Adam Amazik. It limits significantly what Adam Muad Leolam means. On the other side, you have
the Ramban.
And see if they base on base. We're not going to read it now because I have to run. But we'll finish this up on Sunday. What did we say Sunday? What time?
10:30.
What time?
10:30.
So that's the Ramban and Pei-Beis on the base. What does the Ramban say? Even Misasek, which he considers to be a full Misasek, even Ruach Shena Mitzuya, that he considers to be Sa'ara Sa'eliyahu Navi, right? Even Onas Gamor, you are going to be Chai. That is the view of the Ramban. Which again, in light of what he says in Sefer Mitzvot about Onas, is very interesting. If you take the more conventional view that the Ramban is saying Onus is Kaman de lo Avid, right? So what about Mazik? What about Adam Mazik? I think we do explained it, but okay. So, and in between those two views, you have which view? Two other views, or three other views, maybe? Namely?
The
Bali Tosis, which are the most popular view. Namely? To be distinguished between Kein Aveda and Kein Geneva in Onus. Now, to evaluate that is a little bit tricky. Is that the distinction between the Onus, where the Maisa Hezek, you know, is still Kayam? You know, what is the status of, in other words, really Kein, you know, Geneva? Right? Because Kein Geneva, you could prevent Kein Geneva as an Onus. It's Karov L'Ones Gamor, but it's not Ones Gamor. Right? It's not Ones, you know, generally. Aveda is Karov L'Pshia. So is it the point that Karov L'Pshia is Chayev, or that Karov L'Ones is Potter? Or is the point that, you know, even Karov L'Ones is already not considered a full Maisa, or is Tosas basically saying the Mechayev is Shmiras Atzmo? So we don't really require so much of an onus. As long as it's not Kein Pshia or Karov L'Pshia, you're Pater. Now, does the debate in the Rishonim an assessment of the status of onus Kein Geneva? Or is it really about Adam Mamazik and what it needs? Hard to know. I would say different formulations. What else in between? Nimuke Yosef? Hard to say what Nimuke Yosef says, but the Pashtus of the Nimuke Yosef, it sounds like he thinks that what?
I didn't see it.
Natan? Only quotes on Aron Sasa Davar. It sounds like you need Ones Gabor. And he has to say that Misase, he has to say the Misase case is a case of Hayalo, right, to Lachshosh. Right. So it sounds like he's saying, you know, the Ones of a, you know, of a real Ones. No, known as Gamor, not an Ones Kein Geneva. Again, that's an argument about, you know, assessing Ones Geneva, or more likely, you know, what it takes to derail the Mechayev of Adam Amazik. And the fact that he quotes Olmaro Sasa Davar, as opposed to simply saying, well, there's no Chisaron of Shmiras Atzmo, which Tosis is probably Mashma, may already indicate that. And what about the Riva? In Tosa Reda Peretz and the Rebbe Yeshaya and Shidduch Bubetzes, what do they say?
The Rebbe Yeshaya says explicitly that you're high for Kain Aveda and Kain Geneva, but it's not clear what he holds about.
He doesn't say anything about Ones Gamor, but he definitely says that they definitely disagree with Tosas. Aye, so what is the Ramban and the Riva? What do they do with the Yerushalmi?
They emphasize the Muad Roshia of the second.
Tosas emphasizes that it's a Pteronis. The Tosas on Dav Dalid quotes Yerushalmi pretty neutrally, just the facts, but he leaves out the Muad part, correct? On Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi as a Raya, that Onus Kein Aveda, that Onus Kein Geneva is Potter, right? Okay. What does the Ramban do with it?
Ramban explains that
explain that the second party is cheating?
The second party is the poshea and the mazik, and that works better with the language of the Yerushalmi. So that's an interesting argument. And what do you do with nitkal and chav zayin beis according to the Ramban?
The same thing. First, the maniach was the poshea.
Well, the korah and the chavis. Okay, and what about nitkal bershus arabim? If nitkal's not poshea, etc., what do you say about that?
So then the person who put the tanner in the first place, he put his tanner as a rabbi.
No, that he doesn't say. The Ramban says something a little different about nitkal.
He Adam? Boar.
Well, he doesn't call it boar. He says it's aish. No? The Miri says, I think it's boar.
Above Mitzia, the Ramban calls it
the Ramban above Mitzia doesn't say it's aish? Oh, really? They're different. Maybe they're different. One second. V'dina nitkal k'din g'neva v'aveda inu damal ala onus v'lo v'shia. Second. Tells me it says above a comma. V'hasa mishum d'sheni pasha ba'atzmo, Yerushalmi. V'chei ma'ash omer b'imha yabal kore. That's also. I'll get Tabak when it's. I'm sorry, earlier. Also, I'll be the name of Shomachini Mishavan also Sakha Yishalim. Vidina Nitkal Kedin Gneva Veda in the Doma Lola Onus Volopshia. Lomi Boy Lachar Nefila de Havale Bor.
That's
a fila b'shas and a fila habalei eish potur.
That's speaking about when you
fall,
dropping the chavis, damage something else.
When?
When you drop the chavis, it damages something else. The hadin fila.
Okay.
Later, he discusses why the Yerushalmi, the korah, and the chavis.
He calls it this case.
That's the reason you're there for the Haminiya Chesakad, because he made a bore.
Okay. I meant this case. Afila b'shas nefila havele eish patur. The hanami miyat ha-tor b'shmirasa v'labinan b'nezakin shmiriruk me'ura kol kach k'shmira shomer sachar. That case. That's a debate also.
Isn't he describing there when you're like the shomer carrying the chavis and you drop the chavis and then it damages something else?
Yes. And the question is if you hold, I'm just trying to bring out the point. If you hold eisho mishum chitzov, then do you apply the din of Adam Mu'ad Li'olam or not? That's the question. Yeah. Okay. So we'll talk about that. What does he do about Tabach Uman Shekilkel and Mavir Chavis? And what does Rabbi Yishaya and Riva do? And then we're going to stop.
So the language is a little short in the Ramban.
He just says it's not Adam Amazik. He doesn't say why. But the Riva in Tosar Ben Peretz and Rabbi Yishaya do say why.
Emma says that since he was given Rishus to be misasik with it to deal with it, you can't consider him an Adam Amazik.
Oh. So well, that's Mechudash, and in a way, that's the parallel opposite, but not contradiction to the Rambam. I'm Poshea Kamazik. Meaning, what are they really saying?
Because of the context that he was placed in, he's.
The chalos of being a shomer, right? Which gives you the right and the obligation, it's mutal alecha to be misasek with the chefetz, that changes the dynamic of what constitutes adam amazik. Right? In poshea kemazik, right, the Rambam is telling us that the context of Kabbalah Shmira, right, redefines what constitutes mazik, l'chumra. Right? For the Riva and Rabbeinu Yishaya, and probably for the Ramban, a tabach umman or a shomer, because he has a different status, right? We don't view his actions, which if he had no status, would be considered adam amazik, even if he was doing nothing wrong until the point of nezek. But if he has some sort of business with the chepetz, he's doing. If he has a different hagdara or label, right? Then he actually isn't considered a mazik. So that, again, if the mechayev had been shmiras atzmo, I'm not saying that's impossible, because he's still, then you'd emphasize, oh, he's supposed to be osek with the thing, and this sometimes happens. Right? If the emphasis, which I think is more likely, is on the formal side of it, namely, he's a shomer, he's not a mazik, that works much better if it's not the threshold of shmiras atzmo, but the mechayiv is maisa hezek. This is maisa hezek. This is you know, tabach, an uman that went wrong, or this is a shomer, you know, that went wrong. You don't consider that maisa hezek. A nezek occurred, but there's no maisa hezek. So if this idea that what you need is an odemur de olam, but you still need a shame maisa hezek, is an important yisod, I believe, for the Ramban. And I think that's also an important yisod for the Ramban. So we'll try to finish this up and then do whatever else we can on Sunday.